Hasselberg. This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hasselberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it. In this episode, I had the opportunity to talk with Amanda Groznich from Fuse Therapy. Enjoy. How'd I do?
Perfect.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about why occupational therapy, and tell me about what Fuse does.
Okay, so occupational therapy does not necessarily have to do with a person's job. Occupation has to do with the things that you do throughout your day. That's your occupation. So as simple as getting yourself up, dressing, bathing, brushing your teeth, cooking dinner, or even just going out into the community. So what I have found over the years of working as an occupational therapist is that there's a big disconnect between the therapeutic environment and the community. So currently, I work with children with special needs, and we do aquatic therapy as well as work in a clinical setting. I have been practicing for over 10 years, and my specialty area is the aquatics, but I also do a lot of sensory integration or sensory processing treatment with kids of all different diagnoses.
So Amanda, the way that you do things is somewhat new in the field. Tell me a little bit more about what's new in how you are treating kids that you see.
So we spend most of our time in a clinic setting. So we have, you know, an office space with a very controlled environment. And we expect, you know, the kids come in and see us. We work with them. We help them meet some of their goals. But then they have to go and transition that into the community. When they go into the community, a lot of times they're bombarded with a lot of other experiences that they don't get when they're in the clinic setting. So they might have extra noise or siblings or other stresses that are present that they're not having to experience when they're with us in the four, you know, clinical walls,
okay,
per se. And so when they get out in the community, it's almost like sometimes they forget what they've learned. It's not that they can't do it or they don't have the skills to do it. It's just they're bombarded with other information, and so it's harder for them to carry out those skills. So the concept is to bring out those skills in other environments other than just that very structured setting.
So in a way, it's kind of like when we go to the doctor, we don't ask all the questions that we have because we're a little bit intimidated because of the setting.
Yes, you could say that. And it's just, it's taking what you learn and practicing outside of what you are comfortable with. So if, for example, a kid might come to me and they can't tolerate the texture of sand, for instance. We work on them understanding and how it feels and what it looks like and all these things within a small area. But then the mom wants to take them to the beach, and then they have a huge meltdown because they can't.
There's a lot more than sand at the beach.
There's a lot more sand at the beach, and they can't, because there's more than sand at the beach, there's noise, there's the sun, there's the wind, the heat, the whatever the temperature is outside.
And on the beaches here, you got to worry about the birds, too.
The birds. And there's a massive amount of sand, not just right. A little box. And then they get there, and then they have a massive meltdown, and the parent doesn't know what to do in that situation. So the idea is that I can help support the family through the situation to help the child learn how to enjoy and participate in and have fun and be a kid without the stresses of what to do because there's too much going on around them.
So tell me a little bit about what you mean by aquatics. What are we talking about there? Who are the kids that would and families who would benefit from having you work with them?
So aquatics is basically we put the kids in the pool, mm-hmm. and we do therapy inside the pool versus on the land.
Okay.
So a lot of our kids respond really well to the water because we use the water as an additional set of hands per se.
Okay.
The water supports the body, and when the body is submerged in the water, a lot of times the person can feel their whole entire body move because you have the resistance and the feedback from the water and the frequent changes of buoyancy for the body to respond. So we would see kids with cerebral palsy, autism, genetic disorders, a variety of kids.
Okay.
Much.
So you mentioned multiple diagnoses. Yeah. So that was going to be my next question, or who are the kind of kids that you're seeing? So what is it that got you interested in working particularly with that set of children?
Well, that's a good question. I think I just naturally fell into it because okay. I like working with kids, and I used to work for the Children's Hospital in Virginia. So I think over the years, I just I stayed with it. I've done therapy with adults before, but I just prefer working with kids.
Okay. So you mentioned being in Virginia, so you're not a native to St. Pete.
No.
Okay. How long ago did you come here?
I've only been in the St. Pete area for 8 months, but
okay.
I've lived in Florida in the Tampa area for a couple of years.
Okay. So since you've come here, if you're not busy doing therapy, what are some of your favorite things to do here in St. Pete?
I really enjoy paddleboarding. I love going to the parks, walking around downtown, just exploring around and getting different experiences in different environments.
Okay. So taking a look at your business, is there anything that you're reading or watching or listening to that you're using to help improve or grow your business?
No, I kind of have just a natural inkling
okay.
to business, and I understand business model and concepts really well. I have had some previous experiences with business, but I've also had a few more supervisory roles, so I think that's just kind of something that comes easy and natural to me.
Okay. So when you're looking at businesses that you've worked in the past and as you're building one now, what are some of the struggles that you've come across as somebody who's early on in the process?
Getting your name out is
okay.
a really big challenge, and
all right.
people understanding really what you do. People already have a challenge understanding what occupational therapists do.
Right. I didn't know I had an idea, and I've met many, but I didn't know specifically how it was defined.
Yeah. So just getting that understanding first and then attaching a business to it
right.
is a challenge in itself because it's easy to get, I guess, looked over because person doesn't know what we do.
Okay.
And they don't understand it. So especially it's not common for people to go out in the community and treat and do therapy to get kids or even an adult that exposure to the world outside of just their home or school or, their daily routine.
Okay, so how is it that you do get the word out then? Are you focused on referrals from physicians, or is there a network of people that, most people wouldn't know about? How would people find you, and how are you getting your name out to them?
So typically we get referrals from physicians mm-hmm. and word of mouth from parents that
okay.
have had direct experience with us.
And I imagine that with the networks, the very close-knit networks, and a lot of the diagnoses that you shared, you know, they all know one another because they're all going to kind of the same things and trying different things to help work, you know, to help with what works for their child.
That, or they start getting online and researching because maybe something's not quite working well for their kids, so they're looking for the next best thing.
Okay.
So they'll look for different types of treatments that might be available to them.
And so what is there anything in particular that you have begun doing to help make sure that they find you when they're looking for something like what you do?
Honestly, right now it's word of mouth and Facebook.
Okay.
So social media.
Sure.
I mean, that's a good support network.
Right.
That's how I found you.
So. Awesome. Are there any big events in the community that you serve that you're going to definitely be seeing folks that are going to need your occupational therapy services in 2020?
So, events that we may get involved with would be any of the resource fairs. So, there are some community-based fairs that, or events that they put together for families or kids with special needs so that they, people know what's available to the community.
Now, if somebody's interested in doing what you do, how would you say that they would get started? I mean, obviously, they're going to have some education in the field. Then what?
So, I will have a questionnaire to process a family to find out what the needs are for the child and what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we would determine what it is and how to set it up, what time. So, for instance, if somebody wanted to go paddle boarding, then I would figure out what the child's needs were, what level of assist they would need, what kind of support they would need, and then we would do like a paddleboard package, and then we would set up the trip. I would make sure all the equipment was available for the amount of people, and then I would work with the kid during the paddleboard.
And are you only working with the child, or are you working with the family as a whole so they get an idea of how that's something that they can integrate into their lives?
So I'd be working with both. So okay. Some of the people that come to me may only have one goal. Maybe it's that they need to get their kid organized enough to be able to walk into the grocery store so mom can buy a container of milk.
Right.
So I may only consult with them one time. They may need me multiple times or on a regular basis. So it's really dependent on where the child is and what the needs are for the family. So it's very open to the child and the family. But when you're working with kids with special needs, you really have to involve the family, because what I might think is important may not be needed for that family or what the family's goals are, and they may have other priorities than what I think is a priority.
Okay.
So I go based on what their needs are and what they're struggling with, and then we figure out a plan to best meet those needs.
Okay. Where can people find out more about Fuse Therapy if they find themselves needing your services?
More so online, because I won't have a physical location. Because of my type of work, everything is based in the community. So we may meet at a park, we may meet at the beach, we may meet, like I said, at the grocery store or at a local pool. So it's hard for me to say, you can find me at this location.
Okay. So online, where can they find you?
They would be able to find me at Fuse Therapy.
And that's your Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. And is it facebook.com/FuseTherapy?
I believe when you search through Facebook, it just comes up as okay. Fuse Therapy.
And your website URL is?
FuseTherapy.org will be the website.
Awesome. Is there anything that you want to share with the community here in St. Pete about occupational therapy, the clients that you deal, that you service, or generally what you do? I mean, is there something that we really need to know that we probably didn't?
As an occupational therapist, I think it's important that we as a community bridge the gap between clinical therapeutic settings in the community, and I believe everybody has knows somebody or has some experience with someone with special needs. So I feel like we can all be a part by including them more and getting them out in the community, and also supporting the families that they are able to take their kids and allow them to have the same experiences as other children do. So I think everybody can kind of play a part by spreading the word and referring them to me and seeing what they need, because maybe they need something a little bit different, but I could steer them in the right direction. Or
awesome. Amanda, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and I look forward to seeing what happens with Fuse Therapy.
Thank you.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, we have a free guide to help you get started marketing your business online, aptly named Our Getting Started Guide, available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/get-the-guide. See how to begin with the first three things you should be doing for your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, please let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast-guest. If you got something of value from this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. You can listen to his latest single, The Last One, on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.